For the Bad Axe offense, 13 rushes for 99 yards and 6 passing attempts for negative 4 yards in just one completion. Jack Clancy, 9 carries, 92 yards in one score, the only score for the Hatchets, averaging 10.2 per carry, thanks in part to that first run. Vinny Blacksock, the only other carrier, 4 carries, 7 yards there total. He was caught in the backfield twice for negative 7 yards. Vinny Blacksock through the air, 1 of 6 for negative 4 yards. The only completion to Ben Thompson right before that half was over. And that's all the offense for the Bad Axe Hatchets. On defense, Cass City has 13 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and just 1 penalty. Bad Axe, 30 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, just 1 forced fumble and 1 recovered fumble as Sandy Cathrell coughed that one up and Toby McPhee actually caused the fumble and recovered the fumble for the Hatchets. They're led in tackling by Chandler Cady with 9 tackles, Jensen Emmerich at 6, Toby McPhee at 5, Cody Bailey at 4, then everyone else at 1. That is number 50, that'd be Messing, Mike Messing, Luke Subchick, Jack Fisher, Logan Stark, Micah Gordon, and Jack Clancy. For the Cass City defense with 13 tackles, leading the way, Matt Mahalik and Noah Zaleski, each with 3. Hunter Kaster at 2, and then 1 each for Colin Rubel, Jeremy Velasquez, Ryan DeLong, Justin Nagley, and Tristan Swiderski. On top of that, your 2 tackles for a loss, Alex Perry with 1 for 2 yards, and Ryan DeLong 1 for 1 yard. Just 1 encroachment penalty for the Kansas City defense, and that's all you're saying. Dave Hansen, what are you seeing here?
Well, you're seeing a nice game by Jack Clancy, but the offense is completely weighted down on one play. 74 of their 95 yards came on the very first play from scrimmage, and other than that, they've accumulated 20 yards of offense in the rest of the half, which is the difference in the game. The defense hasn't played well, but this Cass City offense is very good for this area, and they have really had success all the way around. 250 yards of offense, on pace for 500 yards today with the way the first half has gone. But really, though, outside of Santa Cathrell, the offense of Cass City has actually been quite quiet. 10 carries, 47 yards for Hayden Horn. That's a quiet day for him. Alex Perry has a touchdown, but he's only got 3 carries, 9 yards. Jordan Mester, who I still think is probably going to break a big one yet today, 4 carries, 6 yards. So the guys that have attacked the middle of this Bad Axe defense have not had any success. It's the guys, the playmakers that get to the outside, which is Hayden Horn and Sandon Cathrell. The guys that attack the sideline have had big plays, and that's where all of Cathrell's big runs have come from. And then the pass play by Bryce Fernald, they're just showcasing the fact that they have 2 quarterbacks that can throw the football. The difference is when Fernald throws the ball, he has Cathrell to catch it. And that was a highlight reel catch he made right here in front of us on the sideline. So they have some playmakers. They have some ability. They have a playbook that they haven't even shown us yet that I'm sure they're saving for a playoff run. But it's all Cass City all night long tonight. Bad Axe won. Really big shot at the beginning of the game. One early right hook they threw, and other than that, it's been absolutely nothing for the Hatchet offense.
Now, before we take a look at other area scores, let's listen in one last time to the Bad Axe Marching Band here with their halftime show from ABBA. Right now, Dancing Queen. Now taking a look at other area scores across our region. We'll start in eight-player football. Just one active game that we're getting updates on, and that would be from Mayville. And surprising, but not too surprising of a outcome here so far at halftime. Deckerville leading Mayville 36-6. Deckerville led this game 5-0. Mayville at 4-1. The only loss to Mayville would be Morris in week two, I do believe. But really, Deckerville really taking it to Mayville in Mayville.
Mayville hung around in that game with Morris, too, so we knew for sure that this would tell us a lot. Obviously, if it was a close game all the way through, and you know, it would tell you that they're equals, but nobody's equal with Deckerville. Deckerville is obviously very good and probably the only real contention to Morris in this area.
And we'll actually see Deckerville live in person next week as we travel down to Deckerville as North Huron comes into town. Moving on to the Greater Thumb Conference. In the second quarter, still ongoing, Ubley leading KPAC 36-0. No surprise there. In Brown City, Brown City leading Marlette at halftime 30-8. Harbor Beach leading Memphis and homecoming night in the beach 48-0. Pirates over the winless Memphis Yellow Jackets. Sandusky leading Vassar in the second quarter 30-13. And Carroll leading Reese at halftime 7-0. Last we heard in the first quarter, USA was out over top of Lakers 16-0. We have not received anything since at that point. Dave, your thoughts?
I tell you what, that Deckerville game is a statement game there. That was one that I had circled this week. I thought would be a really good game to keep an eye on, and at this point I can shut it off. Deckerville does what they always seem to do. You think they're going to be in a good game, and that's the game they play their best, and that's why they're always a joy to watch come playoff time.
And once again, congratulations to Eva Engel and Cody Tulaski, your homecoming queen and king here in Van Ax, Michigan. At halftime, the Cassidy Redhawks lead 24-6 over the Bad Axe Hatchets after 24 minutes of play. When we return, we'll have your third quarter action right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. You're listening to the Bad Axe Marching Band. Return after this with third quarter action on the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses.